The French-led military in the North African country of Mali to stop the advancement of Al-Qaeda there is in its 11th day now, and we're learning more about the U.S. involvement, the Pentagon saying there are some U.S. boots on the ground, but not in the traditional sense. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green here in the studio with us to explain exactly what that means, J.J. First of all, in what way is the U.S. military involved in Mali?
Well, there is a significant operation going on in Mali right now. The reason for the operation is because the Al-Qaeda movement started to move from the north towards the south, towards the southern part of Mali, towards the government center of Bamako. And you know there are countries such as Ivory Coast, Ghana, Senegal, and others around the perimeter of that country that were very concerned about that. So they recognized that not only was Al-Qaeda gaining momentum and more bravado, but they are dangerously close to taking over this government of this weak country. So the French got involved. The U.S. is providing transport and communications help for the French in Mali at this point. So far to date, they've flown something on the order of 5 sorties. They've transported something like 124,000 tons of equipment and other things as well.
So transport and communications help, but no actual boots on the ground.
Now, when it comes to U.S. planes or U.S. Assets landing anywhere in the world outside of the U.S. borders, there's going to have to be, as you know, some kind of security for them. Mm-hmm. They're also, when they do land, I mean, this is just a given. Somebody's going to have to get out of that airplane. Somebody's going to have to touch down on the ground, and there is a certain amount of force protection is what they call it, that's involved in this. How much, we don't know. We're still waiting on the Pentagon. But what they're saying is that this is not in the traditional sense where you have troops or people on the ground with weapons prepared to fight. These are people there to protect. It's a force protection operation for any time a U.S. aircraft lands. C-17s are landing there right now.
So what does that mean, though, for the future? How deeply will the U.S. be getting involved there?
Pentagon spokesman George Little said this morning they're considering right now how far they want to go. At this point, the U.S. is helping the French. The French are not paying for this help right now. So the U.S. may change its mind and go back and have the French pay for it. There may be some more elements in which the U.S. engages in other activities. We've been hearing about drones, etc. But at this point, the door is open. The U.S. military is still considering how far it wants to go in this operation.
WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green joining us in the studio.